Good evening, everyone. It's amazing to be back learning together on Thursday night as we get ready. A week from now we'll be Purim and celebrating or sleeping or cleaning up or singing, and that's a great way to get ready for the Yontif of Purim together. Like Yehudim, I say Ora Zutora, and together hopefully we'll learn. I read an amazing story. And in a sefer called Umato Kaor, Rav Shlomo Levenstein, who's a Rav in Eretz Yisrael, it's become one of my favorite svarim. And he has an amazing story. A family in the Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, had gone through a fight with another family. A typical family's in a fight. It probably started over something silly, a misunderstanding, a fight over money, perhaps. And it was brewing for a while, it escalated, and then one family made a chasna, and they didn't invite that family, and they're very hurt, and then they made a simcha, and they purposely didn't invite them, and they made it known, and like perhaps we know people like that. It was a major fight. So one family decided on Purim, they really got them. So they made a package, they put some candy, some cake, maybe a soda, and a toy gun. And the message was clear. You know, happy Purim, we want to kill you. It was like a gun that was looked like a real gun. Send the shachmon. So they sent it. They want to send it with their own child. So they sent it with an 8-year-old girl from the town, from their shchuna. They sent this mishloach manos with some candy, some soda, some cake, and a gun. The clear message. The girl is bringing the shloach manos, and she peeks in. You know, maybe. Maybe take a candy if there's extra candy. Not that anyone here would ever, or our children ever think about doing that. But you bring in a nice shalchmanos, you peek in to see if there's five candies. You take one, they're not going to realize. She looks in, she's like, what? There's a toy gun in here. That doesn't make sense. It must be an accident. So she takes out the gun, and she puts it in her purse, and she delivers the shalchmanos. The family gets the shalchmanos, and they pause. What? This family that hates us, that didn't invite us to their chasna, they're sending us shalach malos. Unbelievable. Like, wow, maybe this is the olive branch. They're trying to make peace. So they quickly get together, and they make their own package. And they decide, you know, they gave us shalach malos. Let's like make it even nicer. And they made a beautiful package with the nicest fruits and candies and drinks. And they wrote a little note. And the shalach malos said, thank you so much for reaching out. We hope this could be the start of the repairing of our relationship. Unbelievable. This is a story he brings in Umatoko, or is it true or not? I don't know. That story, I think, as we'll see, is very significant. We know there's a mitzvah of mishloach manos. Already in the Megillah, they said they made the day, l'mishav v'simcha, mishloach manos ish l're'eyu matanos l'avyonim. There's Mikra Megillah. There's the Suda, there's the Shalach Manos, Matanos of Yom, the four mitzvahs Hayom. And I want to discuss tonight two perspectives on Mishloach Manos. One, I think some of us are familiar with, and we'll add a little bit of a twist. And then I saw a shot I'd never seen before, which is really unbelievable. So let's take a look in source number two. It's a very interesting Gemara, a very short Gemara. The Gemara does not have a lot on Mishloach Manos. The Gemara says two manos, two items, to one person. And then the Gemara has just 8 or 9 words in source 2. Abaye bar Abin, v'Rabbi Chanina bar Abin. These two Amoran, Michalfin Su'udasayu lehadavi. That's all the Gemara says. Michalfin Su'udasayu lehadavi. What does that mean literally? Exchange. They exchanged Su'udas with each other. So what does that mean? What does that mean? What does it mean? What does it mean they exchange suitors? A simple shot. What did they do?
I gave you my suitor. You give me your suitor.
Yeah, I don't have enough money to prepare a shalach manos and make a suda. You might not have enough money to make an elaborate suda and shalach manos. So great idea. I'm going to cook Purim suda, and you cook Purim suda. I'll give you my Purim suda. You give me your Purim suda. Hopefully your wife's a better cook than my wife. And the yotzei shalach manos. That's the way the Ran learns. The Ran writes in source 3, Lo hayalacha mehem kdeisha yuchal lishloach lechaver ula hashir laatzmo. There was not enough. They didn't have enough food, enough money to prepare shalach manos for a friend and eat on their own. They gave it to each other. It's very a great way to be mekayim to save money to be mekayim shalach manos and have a suda. Rashi on that gemara has a totally different shot. Rashi says mechalfi suda sayu ze ochel im ze bepurim shal shana zu ubeshnia soed chaveiro imo. The next year they traded. So we'll use Michi and Zev. They're in the front. In 2019, Michi will go to Zev for Purim. And 2020, Zev will go to Michi for Purim. Makes sense, right? It doesn't make any sense. I understand if Zev goes to Michi this year, Michi fulfills Shalach Manos. Right? I'm not sending it to you, but you come to my house. I'm feeding you the Shalach Manos. I'm feeding you a Suda. That's Shalach Manos. You're eating my food. I'm Michi's Mekayim Shalach Manos. But how does Zev Mekayim Shalach Manos? You're talking about the next year? That's the Chiddush? What does it mean? All Mefarshim ask on Rashi, how does it make any sense? I understand the family that goes in 2019 is the host. The host each year is Yotzei. But how is the guest Yotzei? Zev could be Yotzei the next year when Michi goes there. But this year, how's he being Mekayim and Shalach Manos? That's
maybe because when you're a guest, you generally bring something
about dessert. Yeah.
Oh, if you bring something over, that's not what the Gemara says. Then it's not Mechafi Suda Sayu. Then it's I went to a meal and brought something over. So the Bach. What? Well, again, Michi has no chiv to feed Zev. So if he's feeding him, presumably, one could argue you're not sending it. Presumably, he's Mekayim Shalach Manos. I don't have to put it in a basket and give you bad candy.
Yeah, no,
I could.
Never went into his possession.
Okay, one could argue that point. I'm not going there. Let's assume that the host each year is Mekayim Shalach Manos. What about the guest? So the Bach in Source 5 has an unbelievable pshat. The Bach says that the guest this year is Yotzei Shalach Manos. How's Yotzei Shalach Manos? Look in the second line. Elakach. It's the sixth word, fifth word, sixth word. Elakach hu apirish. Kevon detam mishloach manos. Why do we bring shloach manos? What's the point? Why do we have shloach manos? Huh? Okay, good. So why is it saying Megillah? We have to give. There's no shloach manos on Chanukah. There's no shloach manos. Reyes, friendship. Kevon detam mishloach manos. She has sameach v'sas imoav avireyav. The whole point is to be friendly, to be happy with our loved ones and our friends. And here are the key words: ulahashkin beinayim, ava the achva v'reyus, and to bring about a sense of love, of brotherhood, of friendship, of peace. Im kain, if so, im yisod echad im chaveru v'reyu, if you go and have a meal with your friend and your loved one, harehim besimcha, the host is besimcha uvetuv leiv, mishteyachad, they're having together. Michi's Purim Suda is enhanced significantly by a guest, by Zev going over, and therefore peturim me'ato mechiv mishloach manos. It's an unbelievable chiddush. It's not just that the Ava and the Achvan I saw in the Sefer Oel Moshe, he points this out. It's not just that the point of the shloach manos is to get you to friendship and brotherhood and love. That is the very definition of the mitzvah, so much so that your mere presence fulfills the mitzvah. You're bringing nothing other than yourself. But when you can go to a friend, which now makes a person happy, increases the chevra feeling, adds to the brotherhood and the love and to the respect and to the friendship, that is a key. It's a wild chiddush. That is a key of the mitzvah. And he goes on to say, look at four lines from the bottom. Ulufi zeh ein sarach lefarish klal shayu aniyim. You don't have to explain to Ron that they were poor. Ela afilu ba'ashirim kein hadin. Even with the wealthiest of people, Ella Shehema Hayu Oavin Zed Zed Be Yeser Oz, it adds, it strengthens, it deepens the love. The Iskimu Shetova Yafalem Hashemas Achim Yachab Besudas Purim Besimcha V'Tuv Leva Mishtek Yibrit. Unbelievable! The Kiyum HaMitzvah is adding Ava V'Achva V'Reus. not just that that's the point of the mitzvah, that is the very definition of the mitzvah. And you find this in Rishon already. The Manos HaLevi, a very well-known piece, the Manos HaLevi was the author of L'chadodi, Shlomo Elkabetz, right? That was his last name? The Manos HaLevi, he says that is the point of the mitzvah. Look what it says, the second line, Simcha Mishtev Yom Tov Mishloach Manos Yisrael. Why is there Mishloach Manos? Kemo Shahaya In Yanam Ki Ish Echad. Just like it was in Purim, they got together. Lehikahel kol echad in chavero. They became like one. Hepech ish tsar v'oyev. What did Haman say about the Jewish people? Yeshno am echad, mefuzar u'mefurad bein ha'amim. And a lot of the Sfarim, it's not the simple pshat in the pasuk, but they all say what he was saying, that the Jewish people are divided. They're mefuzar, they're spread out, and mefurad, and divided. There's division in Klal Yisrael. The Sfasem says, Lech Knosis Kol HaYehudim. It wasn't just gather them for tefillah. Make a gathering, make them together, bring them apart, bring them together. The Klal Yisrael is apart. Lech Knosis Kol HaYehudim. That's the Mishloach Manos. It's to increase Ava V'Achva, friendship, to rectify the problem that Haman, our enemy, pointed out, that Klal Yisrael is divided. Bring the Jewish people together. Mishloach Manos helps that by going out of your way and giving a gift to another person. There are others who seem to say not that way. There's a Trumas HaDeshen that says the point of Mishloach Manos is to help people for the Suda. There's a Chiyuv to have a Suda. Help everyone. Make sure they have enough food. So give food for the Suda. And there are a lot we could spend an hour and a half on all the nafkaminas about this topic. I'm just going to throw out two of them very quickly. The Ramah says that if you give Shalach Manos and the person declines the gift, the recipient doesn't want to make peace. The recipient says, I know what, my kids have too much candy, take it and go home. I saw a totally parenthetical, Rabbi Lubin shared with me from the RCA, there was a movement to have healthy Shalach Manos. Instead of candy and the sugar and obesity, we should give, also to help the Israeli economy, we give, you can listen to our Lubin Shir on how to give Truman Meiser, but again, there's carrots and Israeli peppers and the like, and that bothers me. We should be more health conscious and our kids eat too much candy, but like they're trying to like kill Purim. You know, I'm serious. In a lot of communities, they knocked out any semblance of drinking. And I agree, children shouldn't drink. But they knocked out any semblance of drinking. Now they're going to knock out the candy. So it's just going to be Thanksgiving with costumes. I'm saying, what? Anyways, that's a little parenthetical. But the Ramah says, your Yotzei, even if the person declines your gift. The Pri Chadash says, where'd you get this from? This doesn't make any sense. And the Chassam Sofer says, according to Trumas HaDeshen, that the mitzvah is to prepare for help the guy for the Suda, then maybe not. But if the whole point is to increase friendship and brotherhood and deepen the connection, so the guy knows that you came and offered him a gift. So the purpose is fulfilled. I saw an amazing Sri Deish. I said this to Chal Shudas, I think 2 years ago. There's no bracha on Mishloach Manos. Why is there no bracha? It's a mitzvah, the Rabbanah. We make a bracha on Mikra Megillah. Why don't we have a bracha? Shir Kisham and Sosa Vitzivanu, Al Mitzvahs Mishloach Manos, or Lishloach Manos. So, by Tztaka, there's no bracha. Right. Some of the Rishonim say there's no bracha on Tztaka, because you're going to sit there and say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shir Kisham and Sosa Vitzivanu, Al Mitzvah Tztaka. You're going to take out a dollar bill. And the guy says, I don't want you to give me a dollar, I don't want your dollar. And bracha levatala. It's a bracha levatala.
They'll use it against you to get more money.
Okay, maybe it's a bracha latala. So you can't say that by Mishloach Manos, because what does the Ramah say? Your Yod say, even if the person declines your gift. So when I knock on the door, I should say a bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kirshanu Mitzvos LaVitzimanu, Lishloach Manos, or Al Mitzvos Mishloach Manos. He might say no, it doesn't matter, I'm still Yod say. So why is there no bracha? Why is there no bracha on Mishloach Manos? So this Sri Deish has an unbelievable pshat. The mitzvah, the point of the mitzvah, is to create a bond, is to build relationships, to deepen a friendship. Imagine the following. Imagine a guy that is having some shalom bayis problems, and they go to their rav, or their marriage counselor, and they tell the guy, you know, after speaking to your wife, it seems that you're not appreciative enough of her. And she she makes an unbelievable dinner. You're not saying thank you. No, I know. Of course, I'm saying thank you. But you have to express it more, and you have to tell her how good she looks. You know, she goes. She gets dressed up. She does her hair, the makeup. You're not showing her that you appreciate her enough. So she took the message to heart. And Friday night comes. Come months after he gets married, and he comes home from shul, and his wife comes to the table, and he says, "You know, honey, my Rebbe says I should tell you you look good." And he takes a piece of chicken. He's like, "Wow, you know, my Rebbe told me to tell you, and my therapist told me to tell you that like, the food is really delicious." Ridiculous. The whole point is that's hakar satov. It's a sense of gratitude. It demolishes the entire hakar satov feeling. So says the Sri Yesh, if the whole point of Mishloach Manos is to deepen a friendship, a relationship. I care about you. I want to give you something. So to say, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu, I'm doing this because Hashem told me to, or because Chazal told me to. So it takes away from the whole purpose, which is a beautiful pshat. He says, that's why there's no bracha on kibud avim also. Kibud avim is a kar satov to a parent. He says, efshur. Fine. That's the major approach, the first approach in Mishloach Manos. The whole point is to deepen relationships, to bring about a sense of shalom and achva, the ava, the reyus, and therefore even if he says no, I took the initiative, maybe don't make a bracha. that's the discussion. And we could stop here, but I saw something unbelievable, which I'm going to implement in my life this year, and I'm going to ask people here to think about doing that as well. The sefer called the Pele Yoetz in Source 10. And in the course of his discussion of Shalach Manos, he says, who should give Shalach Manos to? Look in the fourth line. Uleman de isle kepeda ilave. Give Shalach Manos to a person who you're in a disagreement with. The next page, Rav Yeruchim Lavovitz, the great Mashkiach, the Mir in Poland.
Without a gun.
What?
Without a gun.
Yeah, you're right. He writes halfway through. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines. He quotes our Bach that we started with, the Bach and the Rashi. He says, "Me ikre ha-mitzvahu sheyishlach lemi sheyesh lotina v'kepeda alav." The ikre ha-mitzvah is to send Shalach Manos to a person that you have a fight with, that you're in a fight with, that you have a problem with. That is the whole point. Is to bring about a sense of Avav, Achav, Reyos, and Shalom. So to be honest, most of us, myself included, miss the boat. Because what do? We draw up a list, and I have this with my kids this week. They're drawing up their Shalach Manos list, and they're drawing up a list of their best friends. And we're drawing up a list of the people, and now it's different because the shul list and the reciprocity, okay. But most people, the Shalach Manos, is who we really... Oh, no, I don't want to get that. They were... They weren't so nice this year. We're in a fight. So take them off. And we're missing the point. So much so that I saw Ramelech Peterman said, most people miss out completely on the whole point of Mishloach Manos. He says, of course, we get schar. A Jew does a mitzvah. Kosh Baruch doesn't withhold the schar. But we're missing the whole point. The whole point is to bring about a greater sense of shalom and achva and reyus. And we're only just strengthening. Now, there's something to be said about strengthening ties. That's important also to strengthen the relationships. But Rav Yeruchim and the Pele Yoetz are saying... And we all have, not maybe not all, many of us have people that maybe we're in a fight with, we don't get along with, they wronged us. It's dumb. As a rabbi, you hear a lot. There are a lot of people who are angry at each other, and sometimes the reasons are valid, and often the reasons aren't so valid. Maybe this is the year where we pick one or two or three people and send them a Shalach Manos. How amazing would that be? Then we'd really be in the Kayim. The whole point of it was to fix the division in Klai Yisrael of Yeshter HaMechem Mefuzar before Ben Amim. Let's bridge those gaps. I saw Rav Zilberstein. He develops this very nicely. And you can read this later. It's very beautiful. If you take a look, the last 4 or 5 lines, he says... Yehei zeh halev mishloach hamanos ha'ikri. Sending of your heart is the main part of the mitzvah. Es libenu nishlach el re'enu b'tziruf petek katan bo mispar milim. Send a package with a small note that has a few words Bo Navtiach Shelo Nashuv Lekisla Velo Navir Pam Nosefes Eish Hamriva. A note that says, let's move past it. Let's not be in a fight anymore. Pisas Hanir Hazos Tifal Harbe Yoser. This piece of paper will accomplish so much more. Harbe Yoser. That much more. Misal Salos Ikaros and expensive baskets. Shein Behem Velo Klum. Whatever in these baskets. What is it? A little bit of chocolate, a little bit of candy. Rak bizbuzbe ksafid miyusarim beidon ko yakar bo anuchayim. It's just a waste of money. And there's something, again, there is value to strengthening relationships, and there's value to having a theme, and there's not, it gives a chance for some of the women and some of the families to express their creativity in a mishloach malos. But if the whole point, if the whole mishloach malos becomes about going to our best friends and going to our close friends and showing off our kids' costumes and how creative or how good of a baker we could be, and it's not being done to really repair whatever divisions there are, so then we're missing out a little bit. The whole point is, Yeshna Anachem Mefuzim Refur Ben Anim. I decided this year I was going to do that. There are two people. I mean, I don't say we hate each other, but you know, from years ago, things we had a little some issues. We don't need to go into all the details now. They don't live here, thankfully. And I'm going to send. I'm not going to be able to drive to where they live. I'm going to have one of these places that delivers with a little note. It's going to be uncomfortable for sure, and it's going to kill me not knowing how they're responding to that if they're throwing it on the floor, Malitsky. But I'm going to try. And Purim's a time where we're a little bit more open in that festive spirit to try to repair those men's. And if anyone wants to join the movement, please do. That's approach number one. That's approach number one. I saw an unbelievable insight, which I never saw before, in a sefer of Rav Yerucham Olshan. He's one of the Rosh Yeshiva in Lakewood. He's a beautiful sefer. And he points out something which I never saw before. And if you go to page 4, he quotes two lines, two separate halachos in the Leket Yosher. The Leket Yosher is a Rishon, or maybe an early Acharon. He was a student of the Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen, who wrote a sefer, Svarim, Tshuva Svarim, is quoted in the Beis Yosef. The Leket Yosher was his student who comments on a lot of the Nihugim, the actions, the customs of the Trumas Hadeshen. And he quotes the Trumas Hadeshen, he says, "V'tzarech l'shloach manos l'chavero, v'kol shekein l'rabo." It doesn't say assistant rabbo. So I'm not, this is L'Shem Shemayim. This is L'Shem Shemayim. No guns in my shloach manos, please. So ask Rav Yerucham Olshan, what's the kol shekein? What's kol shekein l'rabo? Send shloach manos. Send to a friend? What? Send to a friend, a kol shekein. He's like, how much more so to a Rebbe? Why should that be? How does that make sense? And then he says something else. Zichruni, in source 14, Kishe'echad hevi lo manos b'purim. I remember that when someone brought manos to the Trumas Hadeshen on Purim, Omar li, he said to me, Tomar lishcholchacha, tell the shuliach, eini tzarech l'hashiv lo shalom mishul manos purim. I don't need to say thank you. And b'lashon Ashkenaz, and if someone knows Yiddish well, they can help me. Medenk nit in Purim. You don't say thank you on Purim. Don't say thank you on Yom Kippur Shalach Manos. What? What's going on? So says Rabbi Yerucham Olshan, it's an amazing insight. He quotes a parish of the Megillas Starim. The Megillas Starim, it's in some of the Mikros Kedos. It's the author of the Nesivos. The Nesivos HaMishpat, Rabbi Yaakov Melissa, he has a parish of Megillah. And he asks, why on Purim? It's the only holiday where there's Mishloach Manos. Okay, we saw one insight already, because it's to rectify the division. But why did Chazal see it to institute Mishloach Manos? So he says something unbelievable. He says, if you look in the end, the last word on the second line, I want to read some of it together. Heyo shevichol hanisim lo haya bezuchus Yisrael atzman rak bezuchus brisavos. Most of the miracles that happen did not happen by virtue of our amazing tzidkus. Mitzrayim, we were in the 49th level. We got to Kriyas Yamsuf, and the angel said, Halalu of Devil Azar, the Halalu of Devil Azar, why are you saving them? All the miracles that happened didn't happen by our own merit. It was the chusavos. Because bro, Avram Avinu, Yitzhak Yaakov, fine. Masha'in kein begulas Achashverosh. In the redemption of Achashverosh, Hayarak bezuchus Yisrael Atzman. We merited the salvation who were saved from Achashverosh in our own merit, she'asu tshuva b'chol libam v'kiblu haTorah b'ratzon. We mentioned this on Purim Katan. The Gemara says that on Purim, the Jewish people came to such a sense of tshuva, out of love of Hashem, that they re-accepted the Torah. They were forced at Har Sinai, kaf alem har kegigis, kimu v'kiblu, they re-accepted the Torah. They reached a level of tshuva together as one people. Eino doma yachad ha-mekayim es-haTorah, l'rabim ha-mekayim es-haTorah. One person accepts the Torah, that's wonderful. The entirety of the Jewish people, the masses accept the Torah, how much more so? Okay, now look at the last line. V'ulekach miramzin b'mishloach manos shemachzikin tova zelazeh. What's the shalach manos? It's a hakar satov. It's a thank you. L'chein tzirichin l'shnei manos l'rmos v'shnayim asa kolach hatov l'chavero. Everyone did two things for themselves. Echad basiyas tshuva shleima shebetshuvas echad mo'al gamkin l'chavero. When I do tshuva, it's good for someone else. And also, the fact that when we come together, we're all doing tshuva together, Says the Nesivos HaMishpat, it's machzikin tova zeh lezeh. What does that mean? It's a thank you. We would not have been saved. I, Malitsky, would not have been saved if you also did not do tshuva. If we didn't come together and be mekabel Torah, all of us, beratzon, we wouldn't have been saved. So this mishloach manos is a thank you. When someone does something good for you, someone saves your life, of course you're gonna give them a bottle of wine, you're gonna give them a thing of candy, you're gonna give them flowers, you're gonna buy them a gift. Someone does something amazing, someone saves your life. Each and every one of us were instrumental in saving each other's lives. So the mishloach manos is not just, he's taking a different approach. It's not to bring about a sense of achdus. It's simply hakar satov. Thank you, thank you. So says Rav Yerucham Olshin. If the mishloach manos is a thank you, so you don't say thank you to thank you, right? It gets sometimes a little bit, you know, awkward on the text messages. Thank you for saying thank you, thank you for saying thank you, thank you for saying. I'm giving you a thank you gift. You don't have to say thank you for the thank you. So you don't say thank you. It is the thank you. That's what it is. I don't have to thank you for the thank you. And he says, that's why Kol Shekein L'Rabo, because if we all did tshuva together, if we came together and accepted the Torah Beratzah, and that's true for a regular person, a Rav, a person's Rebbe, who helped him grow and helped him develop into a Ben Torah and helped him get to the tshuva shleim and helped him develop the Kabbalah Satorah Beratzah, so how much more so should the Hakar Satov go to that individual? Mishloach manos, says the Yerucham Olshin, is a sense of hakar satov, which is also very a beautiful insight, which I had not thought about or seen before. And I think that could also shape a little bit practically when we're drawing up our list of mishloach manos to think through. Perhaps there was a Rebbe 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 50 years ago, who had an impact on me or my family or my children. Perhaps there's a person who helped in my religious development, a chavrut, someone who we have a sense of a kar satov for. So it's like awkward. I have a person who had a major impact in my life. I call before Rosh Hashanah every year. I have another person who pushed me into chinuch. I happen to call them the first day of school every year. I've been teaching for 12 years now. I have the best job in the world. I feel very blessed. Thank you for pushing me in that direction. But sometimes it's a little uncomfortable to call a person like out of nowhere, so now they know what's coming. But Purim's a great time. Send the if it's practical, send the mishloach manos. It could be with a note or without a note, and that's the Rav Yerucham Olshin is saying. If you take a look in the last page, you can take a look at it inside. It's a hakar satov to the fact that we can't get. If you just look at the last two paragraphs, umizen nilmud. So the last two paragraphs before where it says a third approach, umizen nilmud shetachlis avodaseinim b'mei haPurim. The purpose of our avoda, our work on Purim, hu lahakir as koach shel harabim, to recognize the power of a group. Sheyesh lanu yachad koach atzum shel sibur. We have this tremendous power of a community. V'chol echad tzarich lahakir koach shel chaver, to recognize the koach of another person. Hu lahakir tova l'chol echad, to have a sense of gratitude to every person. Shal yada hu zochel is chazik la'alos p'madrigos haTorah. Without a chevra, without a chavrusa, without someone sitting next to us in shul, without a group like we have here of people who are growth oriented. They want to learn. They want to daven. They want to push each other. So perms of time to recognize that koach and to be makir tov, that we're able to grow and strengthen ourselves in Torah through each other. And that's the Mishloach Manos. That's why specifically on Purim, Chazal enacted and instituted a mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. I think also a beautiful, beautiful insight. So we have the first approach, which is the Manos Halevi and the Chassam Sofer and others, that Mishloach Manos is to repair, is to bring about a sense of Achva, Ahava v'Res. Not just that's the purpose of the mitzvah, the way the Bach understands that is the mitzvah. So much so that one's mere presence. So it'd be a good like Torah trivia riddle. How can you fulfill a mitzvah by really doing nothing? Just showing up. Just showing up is a mitzvah. If that's going to make a person happy on Purim, that is the mitzvah. That's the kiyum ha-mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. But if it's really to bring about, to rectify the yeshno ha-melchem, mefuzar mefur bin ha-amim, so let's find the people who our mishpacha maybe is in a little bit of a disagreement with, a quarrel, an argument, and try to rectify that. That's what Rav Yerucham Lavovitz, the Peleyowitz, or Zilberstein was saying. Maybe even with a note. That note will go so much further than the candy, which some of it will be burned with the beer chametz. That note they'll probably keep in their wallet for a very long time. And if we do that, like you said, Barry, we don't need guns in the Mishloach Manos. And that girl, by removing that gun, accomplished, but we could accomplish that without having to rely on 8-year-old girls to pull the guns out of our Mishloach Manos. We'll stop here.